Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
You know what he sounds a little bit like?
Hold him much longer.
A moose.
It's getting stronger.
Yep.
And stronger. And when I get that feeling.
Ow!
Sexual healing. Sexual healing.
Yeah, a little bit like a moose.
What I need makes me feel so fine. It helps to relieve my mind.
Like a moose in heat.
Sexual healing is what I need. Sexual healing is something that is good for me.
This segment is not for young kids. Sexual healing, Stud Muffin, maybe that's what you need. But maybe not just in the way this song is recommending. Maybe actually the actions this song is recommending and wanting is really resulting in sexual destruction. Is it possible this particular suggestion is long on misery and short on joy? Anything wrong with undressing a hot babe in your mind even though you're married? Does this impact your relationship seriously with your wife or wife-to-be? If you've been feeling restless, uptight, kind of hollow inside, and maybe angry, is it possible that this has any connection with your sex life? And even more than that, with some past trauma in your life, something somebody really bad has done to you? These kinds of questions are why I have sex therapist Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado with me on the phone. Dr. Weiss is a recovered sex addict himself. He counsels men one-on-one, and he speaks regularly to men's conferences across the country. Dr. Weiss, I want to welcome you to the program.
Well, it's good to be here, Gary. I'm excited.
Dr. Weiss, in talking about and recognizing a sexual addiction, you talk about that sometimes it will come from a dysfunctional home or some kind of personal trauma in a person's early childhood. Mm-hmm. And what happens sometimes, as you mentioned in your book, The Final Freedom, about a parent's addiction, that sometimes that the you might think of your parents, they've got some kind of addiction, and that keeps them from being there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you pick up an addiction to medicate your pain for for what they didn't provide you. Now, how does that work?
That works a lot in families of addictions, alcohol, drugs, sex, food, whatever, because what happens is dad's got his own little, so let's say he's a sex addict, he's into pornography, chase women, whatever, so he doesn't even realize what your needs are growing up, so you have this big hole because he's not meeting the needs he should be meeting in your life. Well, then you find his porn stash, and then you get into it yourself, and then you start medicating it, and it just goes down to generations like that. I mean, the number one place where guys have found porn that are, I would say, 35 and above has been their dad's stash.
Mm-hmm. And because of a man medicating his pain with porn, very often the intimacy levels that he has are underdeveloped. In other words, if you really knew me, you couldn't love me. Talk about that a little bit, Dr. Weiss.
Well, that is the core belief of every sex act. If you really knew me, you wouldn't love me because I know what I'm doing, and I know it's not exactly kosher, so to speak. And so I have a lot of shame around my sexuality because I can't come home and tell my wife, oh, honey, you had a great day. This prostitute was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell her that. So I carry the shame. I carry the guilt of going on the Internet and doing things that I shouldn't be doing. And so that core belief really creates a problem. But also, as you actively use an addiction, regardless of what the form of addiction is, you emotionally stop developing. So that's why a lot of these people who are alcoholics or drug addicts or sex addicts act like teenagers. They're very selfish. They think they're the only one in the world. Their needs are the most important needs. They treat people like objects or users. They are emotionally underdeveloped, and they can't even realize the kind of pain they're causing other people because to them, there really aren't other people. There's only things that you use to get what you want.
We're talking with Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado, a national lecturer and author on sexual addiction, a licensed counselor, and a recovered sex addict himself, recovered for 14 years.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Dr. Weiss, can you just talk about maybe one or two men that you have known who have come through the recovery process and have been in that recovery for maybe a number of years and have experienced, we're talking about that when somebody is into a sexual addiction, that the intimacy levels that he has are very underdeveloped. What happens, and here I'm talking about as far as the happiness and the security and the overall contentment that he finds in his own marriage. Can you give an example of someone who, you know, it says, boy, you know, it used to be this way, and now I find that, you know, I'm just on a whole total different level of personal contentment.
Sure. I can think of hundreds of cases like that, because that's most of our people are very successful in their recovery. So they go from this kind of scattered double life into a life of honesty, connectedness, spirituality with their wives, and their sex just goes off the charts. They really are connected there. I could tell you that, Gary, most of the guys I work with who are business owners, salespeople, real estate people, someone who controls their own income, their income doubles in the first year of recovery. That's how much more focus and concentration they have, and self-esteem that improves. So their lives really do turn around. I've had several guys write me and call me a year or two after treatment and just thank me because their life is just so good. And that's constant. We get that constantly.
So when they start making more money, do you charge them double?
No, I'm not seeing them by that time. I don't get a kickback. I'd be a pretty wealthy guy if I did.
I'm jesting. So what you're saying is that very often the addiction just takes a lot of time from a guy, not only in physical time, but also just in mental investment.
It takes. I was with a guy today. And it took about 8% of his life. Usually it's between 8 to 12% of their life is gone just in the addiction, which is years of their life, literally. Just gone in fantasy and cruising and getting and doing and guilting and shaming themselves afterwards. It's just the average cost is probably around $200,000 to $400,000 as far as time and actual money cost that they put into their addiction over their lifetime.
Wow.
So it's a very expensive habit.
Dr. Weiss, you've really given us some insightful information here, and I want to thank you for that.
Thanks, Gary, for opening up your microphone for this, and I'd encourage anyone, take the next step. If you got an issue, go ahead and take the next step.
If you have a sex lust issue, you can have victory over it, and your relational sex will go off the charts. Who knows, your income may even go up.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com. Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.